Spring training is getting started a little early for the Arizona Diamondbacks, with pitchers and catchers holding their first workout today. We're used to the smells of hot dogs at the game, but there might be some shrimp on the barbie, as the Diamondbacks and the Los Angeles Dodgers will be traveling to Australia in the middle of March for two regular season games. Major League Baseball has been trying to expand its international reach by having teams play games that count in other countries. In 2012, for example, the Oakland A's and Seattle Mariners faced off in Tokyo for a pair of regular season contests. Diamondbacks president and CEO Derek Hall says the players won't be fazed by coming to camp sooner than other teams.
Well, you know, we see now that players really come into camp in shape. In the past, I think spring training was a means for players who were maybe out of shape during the offseason to get back into physical conditioning and physical shape. But nowadays, they're so ready when they get here. It's really just an extension of the end of last season.
How do you respond to the purists, Derek, who say going to Australia is great, but the games should not count in the regular season?
It's been good for baseball opening up internationally. I think in Asia, it's been a real big success. The tough part, especially for a purist, is to play a couple of games and then come back and have to finish up spring training that final week with two games already under their belt. You know, the challenge for me as the smaller market team between us and the Dodgers is that I have to sacrifice two of our home games, but obviously willing to do that because of the benefits I think that we'll get as a sport and as an industry from opening up there and really being the international focal point and on the, you know, international stage during those two regular season games.
Your team has been okay the past couple of years, had some good runs, but finished up 500. So what kind of expectations do you have for success this year?
It's such a competitive division. I think we are one of the toughest divisions to win in, and there's so many different winners. You look at the Giants, who won it in 2010. We turn around, win it in 11. They win it in 12. The Dodgers win it in 13. The expectations are high. You know, finishing 500 was not good enough for me. It was not acceptable. And I know our manager and general manager feel the same way. We expect to win the division.
I'm sure you have some big plans to get more fans in the seats. Does anything get them more than wins? And is there a feeling that you really have to win here in order to get the seats filled?
I'd say yes and no. I'm naturally, any market that you're in, winning cures everything. And people come to the ballpark if the team is in first place. You know, last year we were in first place for 67 straight days, and attendance did have a little bit of an uptick. But I think if you do things properly, if we continue to focus the way we have on fan treatment, fan experience, regardless of how the team is playing, fans want to come out. And for us to continuously draw over 2 million fans, we'd like for that to grow. And I think it will, you know, in time. I mean, here we are just 16 years old as a franchise, and we continue to grow our fan base.
How big a difference does it make for an organization like the Diamondbacks, whether it's mid-market or lower-budget teams, to make the playoffs, not only to raise the awareness of who you are, but also host a couple of home games?
It certainly helps, that's for sure. I mean, it's a huge hit when it comes to revenue, but it's not something that you can really plan on. So it's, you know, when you look at our budget, you wouldn't see playoffs on there. I think, yeah, some of the markets may plan on that. I don't think you can ever plan on making it to the playoffs because so much has to go right. You have to have luck, you have to have health, et cetera. If you make it to the playoffs and you've hit your projections, that's all just icing.
Derek Hall is president and CEO of the Arizona Diamondbacks. The team officially started spring training today.